Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That one's lined out to right field, and it's over the head of the right fielder and off the wall.
No.
Harper didn't run, so he's only going to get a single out of it. Lowe played it quickly, but he just sat and watched it. He would have had two.
Yeah. Like I said, you can't take things for granted. That's inexcusable.
Yeah, you can't sit and watch.
You can't. You're fighting to win your division, to get a first-round bye. You can't do that.
No lies told by John Kruk, T-Mac, last night. Phillies win on a walk-off by Cody Clemens. But, Hugh, that wasn't the story last night. Unfortunately, it became about Bryce Harper. So Bryce Harper rockets one to right field ninth inning. There it's a 1-1 game because they blew the lead on almost an amazing catch by Johan Rojas in the top of the ninth inning. Mm-hmm. But they got a chance to win in the bottom of the ninth. You know, the Rays are just an average team. They can get a run there. And Bryce rockets one to right field, and he admires it. He doesn't move. I mean,
he was like, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, he's standing there watching that thing, hoping it's a walk-off home run. Obviously, it wasn't. He only gets to first base. Let's hear how it sounded on the radio as soon as the play happened, how it sounded with Bryce.
I don't
know
whether he makes it to second or not, but he definitely didn't run out of the batter's box.
No excuse.
Well, Hugh, there was no excuse for that last night. And then the camera panned to Topper in the dugout. Hugh, it was the first time I've seen Topper show...
Like he was sick to his stomach.
Real emotion over Harper. And this is, you know, speaking of patterns, and we've talked a lot about this year. Look, Bryce Harper's a great player. We know he's going through something right now physically where he's not hitting home runs. But can we just run to first base? Is it that hard? Just run.
Nah. And it's a bad look. And I'll tell you why. And he does not get a pass. Because Harper, for the last couple of weeks, has been giving us lip service about, you know, what it takes to win the division and not being, like, he was hurt. And he decided to stay in for whatever reason, saying that the division isn't won and things of that nature. In a moment like that, you have to run. You have to run because everything that you said, the leader that you are, it all falls on deaf ears when guys see that. Everybody in the stadium saw it, and it was disappointing because you are held in such a high standard. For you to do that in that moment in a tight game, that game could have went either way.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to do that in that moment, now he can bounce back from this. And I'm not being too hard on him, but you have to know as a leader and as a guy that's looked at like you're looked at, you can't do that.
No, you can't. And look, they're also getting really close to the playoffs now. It's time to lock in. I mean, it's one thing in April. Like, I don't love this any time of the year, but in April, like, am I going to scream and yell about a guy trying to admire a home run, think it's going out, and it does it? Probably not. We're getting towards the end of the season. Hugh, I'm glad you brought that up. Can we hear Harper the other day? Because Harper is the one saying all these games still matter. They're not on cruise control. They haven't won anything yet. Here's Bryce after the game on Sunday talking about how, hey, this division is not over yet.
Yeah, we just got to get going, keep going. This division ain't close to being done. Obviously, there's two good teams behind us. We're going to play, you know, the Mets, obviously, a couple times, and we got to keep rolling. Can't really worry about the magic number or anything like that. That magic number's, you know, nothing to worry about when it's 9 or 10 games. So just got to keep going, keep grinding. Obviously, as a team, we got to stay healthy the best we can, but we still got to play games and play the game and got to get in.
Keep going, keep grinding, play the game. I mean, that includes running a ball in the ninth inning. Let's hear Topper after the game. Now, he talks about an exchange. Apparently, Harper went right up to him, kind of said sorry before he got in trouble for that one because he realized he screwed up.
Yeah. And before I could get to him, he came up to me and apologized.
Does that kind of set a tone, too? I mean, we talk about, you know, having a sheriff in the clubhouse to yell at somebody if they don't do it. But when a guy making the most money in the history of the club, you know, make sure that he knows that you know and everybody knows that you know.
Yeah.
Does kind of set a tone too?
I think it does. You know, I think it shows the other guys that they need to hustle and you know, he's accountable and he admits to his mistakes and that's all you can ask for, really.
Well, I mean, I could also ask for him just to run. I mean, we can avoid the mistake instead of apologizing for the mistake. Kyle, where do you come down on Bryce last night? They got away with it. Cody Clemens bailed him out. But come on, let's run here.
Yeah, he doesn't get a pass for that.
All right, so you guys are 1-1 on passes.
Well, so I'm a clean slate guy for a new season, new Kyle, new slate.
It's been the same thing all season with Bryce Harper. We've had these conversations before about his lack of focus and like why it might be. And everyone's like, oh, he's not running because he's so focused on winning. But because he talks like that. Like the first thing that came to my mind when that happened, I texted you and I was like, he can't be talking about how the division's not over and then go do something like that. It doesn't add up. And I mean, I appreciate that he owned up to it and that he apologized to Topper, but how many times is saying I'm sorry, like, how many times until that's not good enough anymore? Like, it's time to see it, dude. So I'm tired of him doing that. I don't think it's going to happen in the postseason, but, like, it just very much rubs me the wrong way when he talks like that about the division not being over. But the guy
is just
there
talking. You just feel like he just running his mouth.
It's lip service. Like
bumping
he's
his gums.
Yeah, like he's trying to be like, you know, it's the pandering type thing that it comes back to that.
The
like
pandering
he
chief.
wants the fans to show or wants the fans to think that that's all that matters to him, all that stuff. Buddy, you haven't hit a home run in the month. You can't expect that to go.
Man, for real.
Well, like
those are facts.
Well, it's true.
Mean, yeah,
like, how can he expect that to go out when he hasn't hit a home run for a month? Like, in his head, he should be like, shoot, that's probably not out. I haven't hit one in a month.
It's not like he's on a heater.
Yeah, it's time to win.
What do you say, Kyle? Shoot.
Shoot.
Shoot. Yeah. We're all thinking shoot or something else as we watched that last night. Yeah, and also, that was probably record level spin. Like, in terms of time. It went from everyone's upset, Topper's upset, to, well, he apologized really quickly, so let's move on. Well, no, stop doing it. Instead of apologizing for it, don't do it anymore.
I see what you're saying. I see where you're upset about this, man. And it is not a good look. But to acknowledge, like a lot of times, cats don't acknowledge the fact that they screwed up that quickly.
I know, but the press conference didn't even get 5 minutes in, and it's like, well, what does it show about how good of a leader he is? It'd show he's a leader if he doesn't do this.
Yeah.
You wanted a relationship analogy?
What's that? Give me one. You know I like analogies.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
You keep leaving the toilet seat up, and she keeps telling you about it. You're like, I'm sorry.
Stop leaving it up.
Yeah, well, you just keep leaving it up.
Yeah. I've
put it down.
That one feels, I feel that one in my spirit. That's happened.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah. The ones that
I
hit
saw
home.
It in your eyes when you said it.
The ones that hit close
it
to
clicked.
Home.
Yep.
And that hit you right in his chest. All right.
Damn it, the toilet seat. Oh, my bad.
215-592-9494. Your reaction to Bryce Harper last night. It was obviously the win is huge because the Phillies chop another number off the magic number. But Bryce has to hustle. And I'm not giving out any passes today on a Tuesday. No, I don't give Jalen Hurts one. He has to protect the football better. And it's a pattern dating back to the start of last year. And then, Bryce, your reaction to what happened last night. Eric in Wilmington. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Unc. What's going on here?
Hey,
what's
Eric.
On,
what's
man?
Up, pal?
Hey, Joe, you are about two more Jalen takes away from getting your invite to the barbecue taken, bro.
I don't want to miss the barbecue, Eric. I really don't.
Listen. Other than Patrick Mahomes, what other quarterback would you, this week, would you rather have than?
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you asking me like who I think's a better player or who played better?
Who played better this weekend?
Well, Baker played better.
Dak kind of balled out. Dak had a good. He had that many numbers.
Let me answer, Eric, and then they're two different things. I wouldn't take Baker Mayfield over him, but Baker Mayfield played better.
You talking about for one weekend?
1 week. Derek Carr played better. C.J. Stroud played better. Sam Darnold played better. Patrick Mahomes obviously played. I mean, I don't know. 10 guys probably played better this weekend. Obviously, I don't think they're all better than Jalen Hurts, like Baker and Carr. They're not. They're just average, but they played better this weekend.
That's kind of what I'm saying. We had a bad week. We all expect Jalen to be better. So for some of us, we're going to give him a pass. What it just seems like from you is it just seems like he got a B minus, and you're acting like he got an F.
Was it really a B minus?
It's kind of like a C.
It was a C.
It probably was around a C. It was a passing grade, but you're acting like he got an F, and it's just like, Joe, come on, bro. Like he didn't play. Didn't play in the preseason, which I think a lot of.
Well, I like these analogies today, though. These analogies.
Would have a lot of those earlier mistakes would have been fixed, I think, in the preseason. The missed snaps, fix in the preseason. Hey, if he throws a bad pass during the preseason, hey, Jalen, you need to look this way. Hey, Jalen, don't throw it to a guy that's covered by three people. That's something that can be fixed in the preseason is what I think. Overall, it wasn't a great game, but I like to even see him getting the ball away faster during blitz. Even the emotion on the sideline, it wasn't just him and Cam had a bad snap, he goes in soap. Him and Cam had a conversation. And for once, I like to see Jalen with a little fire lit up underneath.
Well, you know? Okay, Eric, I like that too. And listen, I'll say this about encouraging parts of his performance Friday. He was really good against the blitz. I mean, Hugh was pointing out a couple times the one where the guy was coming off the right side and he knew he was going to get popped.
Got his clock clean.
And he threw it quickly. Yeah. I mean, Eric, I do think there were some encouraging things. I mean, the throw to Saquon was a great, you know, throw on the left sideline. Like, he did some good things in that game, including hitting Devontae in some tight windows. He played, like you're saying, we'll call it a C. He had some good moments. He got some answers on the questions on the test right. It's just, I'm just concerned that the turnovers keep piling up. I just, because that's not who I thought he was 2 years ago.
Yeah. He's on a short string, no doubt. He's on a short string. Let's see what happens Monday. Hey, before I get out of here, Hugh, I'm down here in Jackson Beach at Philly's Finest. We love you down here, bro. Whenever you get back down to Jacksonville, let the fans of Philly know that's in Jacksonville. We'll take care of you.
Oh, there it is. Eric, well,
thanks, bro. Appreciate you.
All right, you ready for another analogy?
Jacksonville.
You not going back?
To Jacksonville?
But he said he'll take care of you.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I come through and stay for like a quick minute.
Yeah, you think they're still mad down there at you?
Hell yeah.
No, I think bygones are bygones.
Dude, have you ever been to Jacksonville?
No,
I haven't.
You
didn't do anything for us.
Gave you the description. It ain't us.
No, I'm not saying it's a town you want to go back to. I'm just saying I think the fans are probably over it by now.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, they've had a lot of other bad teams since you left.
Yeah, they definitely have.
All right, so let me give you a quick analogy because we got it to the grades there, right? The A, B, C, D, B minus type of thing. Let me paint this analogy for you because this is, I feel like, what we're doing with Jalen. 2 years ago, it seemed like we had a kid, it's a student.
A
whatever,
student.
A student.
Yeah.
Last year, came home with C's.
Yes.
All right? Now, the new school year has started.
Mm-hmm.
First test of the year.
C minus.
Are you putting your arm around him and saying, we'll get him next week? Or are you saying, hey,
no,
I know you could be better than this.
That's a great analogy. Yes. And that's, no, I'm not putting my arm around him, but I'm also not beating him up for having his first test out the gate.
Okay.
Like, I'm telling him, like, Jalen, listen, you passed, but I know you have greatness in you. I know you could do better. Like, that's kind of where I'm at with it now. Next week, because we have him test every week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next week, you come out there, you lay a big old stinky turd, then Jalen, you about to catch the wrath. You might have to go see the principal.
Oh, we don't want that.
Oh, yeah, what's worse than that? I'm calling your parents.
Uh-oh.
You know, when you call the parents the first couple weeks of school, that's not a phone call that you, like as a parent, you don't want that phone call. Like, what the hell is that? What the hell has little Timmy done at school?
What are we doing?
We just started.
All right, 215-592-9494. All this on the table. Bryce, Jalen, are you giving out passes today? Does Jalen get one? Does Bryce? We'll get to something else with the Eagles in the next segment. We file the missing person report Friday night for Bryce Huff. We filed it. I don't know if it's come back yet. Seth Joyner weighed in with his concern yesterday in the morning show and what Sirianni had to say about the relatively low snap count for the Eagles' highly priced pass rush. That's next. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about Yards Brewing, because tomorrow night, I need you to join me. Under the stars at Sunset Social in Center City for our next Go Yards watch party with Philly Standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company, and Kyle's River. Cheer on Kyle as he takes on Tampa. Enjoy $5 Philly Standards and register for a chance to win the Kyle Schwarber Ballpark Experience. On-field batting practice, a meet and greet with Kyle, and tickets for me in the Yard Suite tomorrow at Sunset Social in Center City. Yards Brewing Company, made by Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.